The Osprey Recreational Center Board has rejected a proposal from the municipality of Grey Highlands to reduce the number of arenas it operates. Board Chair and former Councillor Terry McCree presented at Council's meeting on December 7 to state the Board's opposition to recommendations in the municipality's draft master recreation plan that the municipality consider reducing the number of its arenas. There are currently four arenas in Grey Highlands located in Flesherton, Markdale, Feversham, and Rockhilne. Grey Highlands has been working on a recreational master plan for some time. In August, a draft of the plan was presented to council information and a public input about the proposed plan was received at a public meeting in October. Staff are due to report back to the new council on the public input in the near future. The draft master recreation plan involves 37 recommendations including reduce provision of indoor ice surfaces to 2 indoor ice sheets by 2025. Use the findings and recommendations of the ice arena condition and structural assessment studies to identify the ice sheets that should be decommissioned. As a long-term strategy, consider an intermunicipal approach to providing replacement ice sheets in partnership with the Township of Southgate. Consolidation of ice sheets to a single site will generate operating efficiencies and completing other recreation facilities that will likely be required by both municipalities to accommodate population growth needs in the next 15 to 20 years. Consider alternative repurposing options for decommissioned indoor ice sheets. In his presentation, McCree outlined the history of the Osprey Arena and the Community Center. McCree noted the extensive use of the facilities by a number of local groups and organizations including minor hockey, curling, the Fall Fair, Agricultural Society, service clubs, family events and many more. There are also plans underway to expand usage of the facilities. Although the plan speaks to life in a rural setting, it does not reflect the reality and unique nature of our rural community, said McCree. It would appear, as illustrated by a number of the recommendations, that the history and culture of the target community were not adequately explored, researched, or understood. The plan, and its proposed recommendations for ice surfaces, ballparks and other facilities, is flawed. McCree said the recommendations in the report should not go forward. For these, and other reasons, any attempt, either implied or stated, to close or decommission these facilities is ill-founded, said McCree. Council received McCree's presentation for information, but did not make any comments.